Now we're going to hear from a Republican member of the Judiciary Committee, Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Robert.
We've heard from the chairman of the committee, Pat Leahy of Vermont, first of all, that the investigations into fired U.S. attorneys are not over because Attorney General Gonzalez is leaving office. Do you agree with that, that the matter is still worth pursuing?
Well, some of the questions that do need more answers yet and would follow through would probably be required. I'm not at all certain that, and in fact, I think it's premature to have subpoenas issued because the president did make those people available for interview.
Do you agree with President Bush's characterization of what's happened this year as partisan politics dragging Attorney General Gonzalez through the mud?
I do believe some of the allegations against him were excessive and distorted some of the things he said and did and were inaccurate. But the Attorney General had a series of difficult situations, some of which he just did not handle well. Frankly, I think it's because he'd never served in the Department of Justice. He didn't have an instinctive understanding of some of the things that were happening and did not manage as well as he should, did not foresee some of the difficulties that can arise. Because I got to tell you, Attorney General is a very tough position. It just requires a lot of expertise and experience, and he didn't have that, and I think it made, you know, troublesome things worse.
Well, given that nature of the committee and that the Democrats now have a majority, what kind of nominee should President Bush put forward to be the next Attorney General?
Well, it's important. First thing I would say to President Bush is get somebody who's competent, somebody who has a reputation for integrity, someone who knows the Department of Justice, who can recreate and reestablish confidence and integrity in that great office.
Senator Leahy says if it were Michael Chertoff, then the management of the Katrina relief, that would be germane to his confirmation hearings. Would you agree with that?
Right. I'm sure that would be. I'm sure that would be one of the things they would raise with him. I think Secretary Chertoff has a tremendously difficult job at Homeland Security. It's a huge agency. It was cobbled together by the Congress and President Bush, and it's a difficult one to manage. I think he's doing a very good job. He had many, many years of experience in the Department of Justice and has always had quite a number of Democratic senators who speak well of him.
And one last point. Is Ted Olson, the former Solicitor General, somebody who strikes you as a well-qualified, well-suited candidate to restore confidence to the office, or too partisan?
I think Ted Olson could do that. The Solicitor General's office that he held is the premier lawyer position in the country, and he has to maintain discipline and integrity before the Supreme Court, and it cannot be a partisan exercise, and he had a good reputation in doing that. I think he left office with a lot of friends on the Hill and would do a good job as Attorney General because he's had great experience in the department for many years.
Senator Jeff Sessions, Republican of Alabama, member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.